And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Neris Levy. As a community, we have so many important issues which need addressing. Here in Orange County, we have close to 12,000 adults who cannot read or write, increasing poverty, with seniors making up a large percentage, a fractured mental health system, and underpaid teachers. The state is ranked in the upper 40s in library provision, and the national ranking of the school system is falling rapidly as teachers leave for higher paid jobs elsewhere. Meanwhile, the governor seems to be making daily statements about his insistence on not withdrawing House Bill 2. That someone in a fiduciary position is willing to sacrifice the well-being of his citizens for hate, prejudice, and backward thinking is an abrogation of his responsibility for the social infrastructure of a place we all call home. In moral terms, the state's majority government is neglecting its responsibility to the majority of its citizens by failing to understand the implications of its actions. Everything in which we are trailing, literacy, jobs, wages, and medical services for the poor and disabled, are at greater risk as this intransigence persists in the name of protecting our children. North Carolina is moving rapidly backwards unless its citizens decide to do something about it. We all have the vote in November. Let's use it to break this intransigence and install a government that really cares about our state and its future. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.